Good news for all of our viewers. Jack Cafferty's back from his vacation. He's here with the Cafferty file. Jack, we missed you.
Well, you're very kind. Good to be back, Wolf. Thank you. Put down that iPhone or BlackBerry. Look up from your computer screen or video game. Stop texting, emailing, chatting online. It turns out that the Internet could be driving us crazy. Newsweek magazine's got a fascinating report on a growing body of worldwide research that shows just how much this technology might be damaging us. Researchers find that the Internet may be making us more depressed, anxious, stressed, suicidal, and prone to sicknesses like obsessive-compulsive disorder and attention deficit disorder. The brains of Internet addicts even look like those of drug and alcohol addicts. The statistics are staggering. Americans spend 8 hours a day on average staring at a screen. That's more time than we spend doing anything else, including sleeping. Teenagers fit 7 hours of screen time into the average school day, 11 if you include the time they're multitasking on several devices at once. And more than a third of smartphone users get online before they get out of bed. Meanwhile, the average person sends or gets about 400 text messages a month. Teenagers, the number jumps to 3,700. Time online often replaces sleep, exercise, and face-to-face contact with real-life people. These are just some of the reasons that countries like China, Taiwan, and Korea have begun treating problematic web use like a national health crisis. It's no wonder the experts are alarmed as they describe the computer as electronic cocaine that fuels cycles of mania followed by depression. And they say the Internet, quote, encourages and even promotes insanity, unquote. So here's the question. Is the Internet making us crazy? Go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile, post a comment on my blog, or go to our post on the Situation Room's Facebook page. Wolf?
I read a story the other day, or an article the other day, Jack. It said, if you keep your iPad, for example, or other smartphone device too close to your bed while you're sleeping, it might keep you up at night, not because of any noises, but because of some blue light coming out of it or whatever. You might get insomnia in the process. Some people are wondering why they're not getting a deep sleep. Well, maybe that's a factor. I don't know if that affects you, Jack.
Well, I don't have those things. I have none of that. I have a desktop computer in a room in my house, clear at the other end, away from the master bedroom, and then the computer here at the office, and that's it. I don't own any of the rest
that's
of that
it.
Stuff.
All right. So you're getting a good night's sleep every single night.
Okay.
And your brain is not cluttered with a lot of crazy
My brain is not in very good shape, but it's not because of the Internet.
It's cluttered with other stuff. All right, Jack. Thank you. So let's go to Jack Cafferty right now. He's got the Cafferty file, Jack.
People could also swim in a pool. The question is the Internet making us crazy? And, of course, you're asked to post your responses online, which many of you pointed out. Gary in California writes, yes, because people just don't know how to turn it off. I'm still amazed when I go hunting and fishing with my sons and they give us a Wi-Fi access code when we check into the campgrounds. I miss the simple days when my mother would turn off the TV and kick us out of the house to play. Jennifer in Winnipeg writes, I was crazy long before the Internet. In fact, in my retiring years, I find the Internet acts like a soother to me. Brad in Oregon says, I think the Internet just lets crazy people find one another and lets them reinforce each other's dysfunctions. I don't think it turns previously sane people insane. Gigi in Oregon says, I do find after reading today's topic that I have OCD. I can't wait to get my housework, shopping, etc. done before rushing to see what strange topic Jack will tickle my brain with today. I don't know if I'm crazy yet, but I do a lot of research and reading that has replaced my love of old movies. Michael writes, do guns kill people? Does drinking cause accidents? The Internet isn't driving people crazy. People are driving themselves crazy. There are good ways to use technology and dumb ways. It all comes down to the people. Always has, always will. Lewis in Toronto says social media sites are a breeding ground for a multitude of personality disorders. Spend a few minutes on Facebook and you'll be hard-pressed not to notice the pictures of budding narcissists, borderlines, and sociopaths. Scary to think what society's going to look like a few years down the road. DC writes it's not causing insanity, it's just exposing it. And Ed in Maryland says, yes, it is, and I can hear Al Gore laughing in my brain as his plan comes to fruition. If you want to read more on this, go to the blog, CNN.com/CaffertyFile, or through our posts on the Situation Room's Facebook page. Wolf?
Thanks, Jack. Thanks very much.